And Ben just kind of stood around and watched it all happen, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Because you didn't have to bat. You nope. like that DH, having a DH for you, huh?
I got to say, as much as I love hitting, it's nice to just focus on pitching.
Well, tell me, you guys, this is a battle, obviously. You know, you guys all know each other. It's the big rivalry. Tell me how you guys felt coming into the game.
I mean, we shared the turf bay with them a couple days a week, watched them practice. Can't say we paid much attention to them, but it just gave us an incentive to get out here and whoop them, which I'm happy to say we did.
You did, but you got down 3-0. Tell me about that first inning for you, Ben, because they hit you pretty good there at the beginning.
They did. They got some good hitters on this team, but just got the off-speed working and kind of shut them down from there.
So what did change for you? Did Kurt change what he was throwing, what he was having you throw, or no?
Yeah, he did. I was throwing, like, mostly fastballs and with the wind blowing in, just not much tail on it. Started throwing a lot of curveballs, like, a lot. And that seemed to do the trick.
It did, because you didn't give up another run the rest of the game. And then the bats were a little silent for a while. But what did you guys notice with Johnny there? You had to wait him out, right? You had to take a lot of pitches, it looked like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he started to get tired or something. Just kind of got wild until he finally got pulled.
Yep. Okay, so you guys get the win. A lot of baseball. I know down in Sturgeon Bay, we had a real nice game, and the second game stunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had two nice games yesterday, though.
Yeah, that was nice.
Okay, so a lot of baseball in a short period of time. How's the team looking now that we have two more home games because Marquette's coming to us now?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have many players, only 11 players at the moment, so it's all about keeping arms fresh and just making sure everyone's sharp off the bench, too, because they obviously play a big part in what we do.
Well, and if you're not, Delightful Don back there won't be too delightful, will he?
No, he will not.
Okay. All right, Ben, I have to get you a free coupon here in just a second for food, so don't leave. Say hi to whoever you want to listening, man.
I don't think she's listening, but I want to say hi to my grandma, and I want to say hi to my parents, who are probably in the car.
Well, if they're not, they're stupid, because it's pretty cold out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So they need to get the furnace on and then drive you back to Gladstone, right?
I took my car.
You took your own car?
Yeah.
Didn't anybody
I can
turn
drive, it? Believe it or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, but what about that? Yeah, you can. That's right. You're getting old on me, Ben. So did you have somebody turn the heater on for you?
I wish. My hand was freezing in the first inning.
Yeah. No, I mean in your car right now.
Oh. No.
Somebody should go turn the keys on for him, so by the time he gets there, it's warm. Whoever's listening.
I wish I could just click it from here.
Okay. All right, good job, Ben.
Thanks.
All right, man.